From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio. Radio. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
In these Crossbreed Holster studios with you, Delta, Utah, how the heck are you doing? Wichita, the big talker, how are you doing? 1280, the Patriot, Minneapolis, how the heck are you? Love you guys. Sacramento, San Francisco, you're tuned in. Reno, Nevada, 99.1 FM Talk, you're tuned in. Tampa, Florida, AM 860. Sarasota, 930 AM. Both of them the answer. 660 in Orlando, great to have you here. Destin, Florida, Tallahassee, you're tuned in. Louisiana, Mississippi, all over the great state of Mississippi. Mississippi on 12 stations, you are tuned in. Corner to corner of that beautiful state. No permit necessary, baby. I don't need no stinking permit. I love it. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. Hour 3 begins right now. It's going to be a great program. I hope you enjoyed so far Hour 2. AWR Hawkins is always fantastic. Some great stuff he covers over at Breitbart News. Love to bring the voice to the written word from Breitbart, award-winning stuff from AWR. We'll see him next week. And you just heard him say, we're going to be bringing you, well, hopeful we will, but I think we'll be able to make it happen. We're going to reach out to Kimber Wood, the 17-year-old girl who used a firearm to save herself from a home invasion and did it successfully, literally blowing the narrative of the anti-gun left, the Moms Demand liars, the Every Town for Gun Grabber liars, the Brady Campaign liars, every local organization liars, all these little phony Facebook, orange-clad T-shirt-wearing lunatics, right smack out of the water. That includes Katie Couric and every other anti-gun media establishment legacy media type who just simply lies about the right to bear arms. And Kimber just blew him right out of the water by using a firearm at 17 years old to defend her life. And she actually fired a shot, too. Oh, my God. Can't wait to bring her here. Can't wait to let all those lunatics know that she's going to be here, too. But don't expect any coverage. They won't, because they can't, because we simply embarrass them every time we do. That's going to be fun. For right now, let me go to both. I got two hotlines up right now. T.L. Davis from Lies of Omission. T.L. Davis, welcome to the program, brother. How you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Let's go over to the other hotline, the War on Guns hotline. David Kodria, my great friend. How you doing, David?
Mark, life is good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm going to turn the mic over to you and you and I, because I'm as interested in listening, because the new movie, Lies of Omission, is about ready to come out. We can get it on DVD next week, and I want to hear you guys go, because T.L. Davis, you produced the film, and David, you're in the film, so go. I want to hear. Go ahead. Take it away, David.
Yeah, it is a documentary. It is produced by T.L. It's actually directed by his daughter, Sammy Lee, who last I heard was 23 years old. She has a major in film production, and she actually works in the industry. And it's essentially a production to reach out to her generation, because, you know, Mark, you've gone to Tea Party events and gun events and things like that, and you'll see the gray hairs in the audience, and as the crowd gets increasingly younger, it starts to thin out a bit. And there's a whole generation of millennials that basically they don't know what they're being swindled out of. And her vision was to talk to some people who have been through the fight for some time, get their inputs, and try to reach out and educate and wake up some people and make them aware of a legacy that a lot of people have struggled to bring to them, and not to let it be swindled away from them. And in doing this, she interviewed people like former Navy SEAL and author of the Enemies Foreign and Domestic trilogy, Matt Bracken, author and blogger Claire Wolfe, Liberty writer Kit Perez, our good friend and departed colleague Mike Vanderbo, who I believe today would have been his 65th birthday had he not passed away far too soon last year. And for some reason or other, they brought me along and interviewed me as well. I guess they needed some eye candy. But anyway, the bottom line is T.L. is here, and the film is going to be released on DVD within the next few days. And TL, why don't you take it away and tell us about this?
Okay, well, you're right. And a lot of it had to do also with just wanting to preserve some viewpoints that, especially Mike Vanderbilt, who at that point was only 7 months away from his death. And we wanted to get these perspectives down from people who had been there. And you're 100% right about that, because we're going to lose them all. Now, most of the rest of the people are pretty far from that expiration date, but it doesn't make any difference. These are still people and messages that are not getting out because of people like Katie Couric, who will popularize or promote something that goes against hers. And as a matter of fact, it was Katie Couric's Under the Gun that infuriated my daughter, not because she had any of the pro-gun perspectives herself. You know, I mean, she knows how we feel, but because it was an affront to the work of documentarians. And she gets really upset really quick when you mention Katie Couric because of that specific thing. So the film, we're getting the DVDs back this week. They're available for pre-sale on 12roundproductions.com, which is the name of the company, 12 Round, roundproductions.com. And we are struggling to get this thing promoted. But what I'm saying is that it has the ability to sort of reach out, because my daughter is asking questions of, you know, who I consider personally giants, in the liberty, community and the Second Amendment, efforts. She's able to go out and talk to them from her perspective as a 23-year-old kid who grew up really not understanding that these things were there. You know, I mean, you were talking earlier about having, you know, guns and all this. Well, look, most of us grew up where you had guns in the house, and if you had an animal outside that was causing a problem or an individual that was breaking into your property, or you wanted to go hunting, you just went and picked one up and put it in the car and drove off. Well, now you have to have every aspect of possessing that firearm documented, or you got to have a permit to carry. And, you know, and in Colorado, it was always you could wear a six gun on your hip and walk down the street anytime you wanted to.
Let me break in for a second. Let me ask you a question. You had indicated earlier that this particular documentary has been submitted to a couple film festivals. Can you tell us which ones and give us an update on what the story is with that?
Well, it got accepted by, and here's the thing you don't realize, is that you send it in, you pay your fees, and they don't have to even look at it. but it got accepted by Impact Docs Awards, which basically just do documentary awards. They're going to announce Monday where if we had anything to do with that. We are in Atlanta Film Festival. There's a few others. There's smaller ones, just because we thought about it and just thought, you know, I mean, we're going to have to hold off our release date because they don't want them if it's past the release date. And we're going to have to hold off, you know, anywhere, and the chances of anybody looking at it are pretty much zip anyway. Out of the
five. Hey, you know what that sounds like? TL and David, let me jump in here real quick. I'm enjoying listening to this. So the film festivals are all May issue. You pay your fees, they don't have to look, right? They just decide. Okay, so we need some shall issue film festivals to take the pro two-way documentaries.
On the film festival, okay. Because the May issue is way too subjective.
It definitely is, and that's there's a broader point to that, but you're absolutely correct. Gentlemen, in the essence of time, we've only got about a minute left. T.L. Davis, tell us where we can go to get it. I want people to know in the next 30 seconds where they can go to buy the DVD and watch this stuff.
You can watch the trailer at liesofomission.com or 12roundproductions.com or even on YouTube, but in order to buy the DVD right now, and this will change, but right now the only place to get it is 12roundproductions.com. And okay. You can go there and you can order it. Just they need to understand it may not get there for a week or so, because we got to get the DVDs back. They're on the way. And then we got to ship them out to them. But
well, I'm looking forward to bringing you back on, you know, in the next few weeks. We'll get you back in on the radio and talk a little bit about that, see if we can help you boost some sales up. I'm looking forward to seeing all of it. I've already seen most of it. And I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Lies of Omission, the name says it all, right? What have I always told you on the program for years? It's not by what they tell you. It's by what they don't tell you. That's the most dangerous part. And you know what? T.L. Davis and his daughter brought those voices to you, the voices that you hear on this program, but not very many other places. Katie Couric, while she's all worried about fake news, isn't worried about bringing you the truth. That's a fact. T.L. Davis, thank you. I'll be right back with David Kodria for more on guns for the remainder of the hour. Right after this, don't go away. You are on the Armed American Radio Network, live from the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
I'm sure you know by now that I'm a proud supporter of the United States Concealed Carry Association, the first and largest organization dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners before, during, and after a self-defense incident. And in honor of the upcoming 4th of July holiday, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. 5 lucky winners will receive $1,776 to buy the gun and ammo of their choice. You'll finally be able to get that gun you've been dreaming about, and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing 5. Just visit defendthem.com to enter. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just go to defendthem.com right now. And if you're carrying a gun without protection, make sure you check out what they have to offer. There's truly nothing else out there like it. That's defendthem.com to get your 5 chances to win.
Picture this scenario. 2 masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
I love Mike Gallagher. I do, really do. I enjoy Mike Gallagher. I enjoy these rejoiners. I think the music's great, and I love Mike's show. He's my go-to guy. He really, truly is. I've known Mike for a long time. He's one of the nicest guys in the world. You know, small world. He went to the same high school. Mike Gallagher went to the same high school my father went to, and my uncles went to. And I mean, a lot of my uncles went to. I've got a ton of uncles, but they all went to Chaminade High School in Dayton, Ohio. And Mike went there, too, and my dad went there. So it was a lot of fun. It was fun for me to be able to bring my dad to the studio when I interviewed Mike one time. It was a lot of fun. So some history there. Dig that. Thought you'd like to know that. Let's go back to David Kodria, DavidWarOnGuns.com. I got to start out, David, with you here. Something fun I want to throw at you. Just because the two of us are really good at this, just having good spontaneous conversation because we've known each other so long and we're so like-minded. You know my disdain for the media, right, David?
Absolutely. The Fourth Estate, Fifth Columnists.
Yeah, see, there you go. That's why I said that, because this is not a topic that we haven't touched on together. Oh, I don't know. Gosh, probably. Let me put it this way. If we had a dollar for every time we talked about this, we'd both have all of our money back, wouldn't we? All right. The point being, when I saw Katie Couric make news, and I use that word loosely because there's no news anymore. I went into great detail on the Daily Show about news, and there is none. It's nothing but opinion. It used to be, David, you got up in the morning, you read the newspaper, you had your cup of coffee, you went to work like Ward Cleaver, you came home from work, you kept your suit on, stayed dressed for dinner back in the olden days, okay? And then you watched the news. And you had three choices, ABC, NBC, CBS. And I'm talking about the days at midnight when the TVs went off, David. And we both remember those days, right?
Oh, yeah. They'd play the Star Spangled Banner, and then they'd sign off.
Cut right to white noise. And that was the end of it, and you did whatever you did after midnight. But you know what? We all lived. We didn't have iPhones. We weren't losing our minds. Life went on. And we got the news delivered to us in a way we don't get it anymore. Today, it's just five people sitting around a couch talking about crap. It ain't the news. So I got into that, and I really highly recommend you go back and listen to that breakdown. And it all led me back to Katie Couric, who was in the news, if you will, David, talking about how fake news is doing terrible damage in dividing this country. Now, I've been saying that for almost a decade on this program, that the greatest threat this country faces internally is from its media, because they are so in the tank and so dividing, intentionally dividing this country. What were your thoughts when you saw Katie Couric talk about fake news, knowing what she did to our good friends over at Virginia Citizens Defense League, and found herself staring at a $12 million lawsuit and was outed because of the lies and deception and the phony fake editing that she perpetrated herself and has been for many, many years? What did you think when you saw that?
Ladies and gentlemen, when Mark tells you that we talk about this stuff because we are of like mind, he just stole just about everything I was going to say. My reaction, Mark, was, well, how about fake documentaries? Because as you said, my first thoughts went to the using the VCDL and using their members and asking them a question. And rather than staying on camera and staying on point and seeing that these people were prepared to respond, they immediately cut to where they're sitting around with nothing to say, like a bunch of slack-jawed yokels, like, oh, well, you just got us on that point. We've got no answer for it. And, of course, there's an answer for your stupid questions, but you can't dishonestly edit. And this goes back to, we had TL on in the first segment, lies of omission.
And that's the dangerous part. And the two of us have had this conversation many, many times. It's very important as gun owners that you pay attention to this. It really, truly is incredibly important, because it's not what they're telling. What they're telling you, you can look at and call BS. Oh, that's BS. Did you hear what they just said? That's not true. When they say it, you can call the station. You can write the newspaper. You can send a letter to the editor. You can send an email. Whether they print it or not isn't the point. They read it. And they know you're watching, they know you're listening, and they know you read it. That's the point. But what they don't tell you, what they intentionally leave out, is where the danger is. Now, David, I knew that you would answer that way, because I know you and I know how you think. when it comes to this stuff, Republicans, now this is from the Washington Post. Republicans are in full control of government but losing control of their party. And I want you to listen to the hysteria here. And I just wanted to have some fun with David in the media right now. We're going to move on to a whole bunch of other stuff in the next half hour. But take a listen to this. 6 months after seizing complete control of the federal government, we didn't win elections. We seized complete control as if it were a violent coup. We seized control. The Republican Party stands divided as ever, plunged into a messy war among its factions that has escalated in recent weeks to crisis levels. That is line one, baby. Now I'm going to go on because I have to. Frustrated lawmakers are increasingly sounding off at a White House awash in turmoil and struggling to accomplish its legislative goals. Let me stop right there for a moment, because Donald Trump has signed more legislation in the first 6 months than any president before him in history. Lies of omission. You follow me here? Let me continue. President Trump is scolding Republican senators over health care and even threatening electoral retribution. Congressional leaders are losing the confidence of their rank and file, and major GOP donors are considering using their wealth to try to force out recalcitrant incumbents. The intensifying fights threaten to derail efforts to overhaul the nation's laws. The party remains bogged down by months-long health care endeavor that still lacks the support to become law. And then he continues, with his party's stalled, with his priorities stalled, and Trump consumed by staff changes and investigations. And it goes on. Winning control of both chambers in the House has done little to fill in the deep and politically damaging ideological fault lines that plagued the GOP during Barack Obama's. And it goes on and on and on. And this is from the Washington Post. David, this country's in big trouble. And gun owners in particular are in even bigger trouble with this type of journalism, with the country awash in this type of garbage. Because of that, just take the last 30 seconds before the break and tell me what you thought about that.
Well, this whole business of seizing power, okay, you know what, the bloodbath, the Nazis are squabbling over the spoils, right? It's just more of the poisoning of the mind of the people who have not learned yet that what the legacy media is putting out is an agenda. And fortunately, more and more people are learning this, and trust in the media is probably down there along with trust in Congress. And as far as, you know, people being against Trump popularity-wise, there was a recent poll, and still more people would vote for Trump than would vote for Hillary Clinton if the election were reheld today. That was something that Joseph Farah just put out today on WND.com. So they're trying to paint a picture that supports their agenda, and this is something that could have been written by Barack Obama's communications director.
Well, if the Washington Post was Washington, they are Barack Obama's communication director. They might as well be. Same thing with CNN and the rest of them. Very, very dangerous stuff. Why? Because this is coming from the Washington Post, that a lot of people think when they read this, they've just read the news. Back with David Cote right after this.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
Yeah, live from these Crossbreed Holster Studios with you today, always having more fun than I should be allowed to have. Love this part of the week. A lot of people, you've got to remember, if you're on the East Coast, you know, you might be going to bed after Armed American Radio. Out on the West Coast, you're going out to get some tacos or something to eat for dinner. That's what I'd have. I love me some tacos out on the West Coast. Phoenix, Scottsdale, I know right where I'd go, too. I'd go to the Barrio, Queens, where I'd be heading right about now. Yeah, baby. But I digress. Last week's broadcast, in case you missed it, I was home down in Florida last week, broadcasting from AM 860, The Answer, thanks to Jose Cruz and particularly Joe Weaver and Barb and all the rest of the whole crew down there for accommodating me. The Captain's America. I'll be on the Captain's show Wednesday morning, 5:05. And gosh darn it, I know he's listening down there in the studio. And I promise I'll set that alarm and make sure I got my days right there, Captain. Not afraid to admit that on national radio. I guess I wouldn't be human if I didn't make those mistakes from time to time. Happens to the best of us. But last week's program, if you listened, was a good one. They're all good, but I had Morgan Boatman on. We talked about his dad's work, Chapter 20, The Constitutional Right and Social Obligation to Carry a Gun. That chapter is time-tested. It is the real deal. Make sure you go back and listen to that interview with Morgan in the second half of Hour 1. Of course, John Adine in Hour 2, Dr. John Adine, we started talking about some shot placement, particularly the pelvic girdle. We know a little bit about that area of the body. Does it work? Should we be shooting there? Go back and listen to Dr. John Adine talk about, you know, the physiology there of what happens to the human body and a shot placement in that area. Then we had A.W.R. Hawkins, of course, and I had some I hadn't had her on before. Marshall Tigner was on with me, and she's teaching urban females, the very demographic that you heard in the hour one of this broadcast with John Lott and his new results of his economic survey that he just did, that are the leading group purchasing and training with guns, and that's urban female voters and gun owners. This is who we're talking about. Marshall is teaching them, and we talked about her classes, and it was a wonderful opportunity for you to hear what's really going on the street, not with the every town clown liars and charlatans and shills for Bloomberg taking all of his money, not what they're telling you. That's all fake lies and garbage. But we take you right to the streets. And Marshall was out in Sacramento, California, in a full class, teaching a full class. And if you look at her website, it's full. All of her classes are full. TriggerHappyPanda.com. Go check it out. Don't believe me. Look at where the welcome signs are to each and every state. North Carolina, here's the dates, sold out. California, here's the dates, sold out. Atlanta, Georgia, here's the dates, sold out. Welcome to South Carolina, sold out. Okay? You want the truth, you get it here. For more truth, let's go to David Kodria. David had to get a little bit of business out of the way there and have to get a little bit more in the next break, but that's okay. Welcome back to the broadcast, brother. Let me take you in a direction I know is going to fire you up, get your spidey senses tingling, and ruffle some of your feathers. The new White House Communications Director, Anthony Scaramucci, has a history of making very liberal statements regarding being in favor of apparently single-payer health care and other issues that would make true conservatives bristle, including anti-gun comments and how he has always thought we need more gun control. We have 5% of the world's population and half of the guns. He was saying back in Twitter on 2012. He's now washing his Twitter account of those statements. I talked with A.W.R. Hawkins about it in the second hour. What are your thoughts on this guy?
Transparency. I'm deleting old tweets. This is coming from the guy who's the new communications director for the White House. This is a senior staff position. This is the guy in charge of press releases and media, you know, works in conjunction with the press secretary to make certain that a unified position from the White House comes out. And my question on seeing that was, does full transparency mean you can see right through him? And that was in direct relation to these tweets that you mentioned, to the fact that he's made statements polar opposites of what Trump has said on immigration, on climate change, and, of course, on the right to keep and bear arms. And this is of great concern to us. I think that it's no surprise to your listeners that Trump has had to come a long way on guns, that if you take a look at some of his earlier positions, he was supporting things that are just anathema to gun owner rights advocates. But the big thing that comes to mind with this guy is, how can you have mutable principles? I can understand someone with principles that are, you know, directly opposed to mine, and I can understand people with principles that are the same as mine. What I can't understand is a person who switches in between as the wind blows, as the opportunity presents itself politically and professionally, and to me, that's indicative of no principles. And the great danger there is, okay, fine, he's on Team Trump now. What's he going to be on in a couple of years from now, or when the right opportunity presents itself? To me, it becomes a question of principles. It also becomes a question of loyalty, particularly in a White House. What did the Washington Post say? Leaks, okay? And while this guy has promised he's going to get to the bottom of leaks, how can you believe anything the man says? And one final point I would make is, while some people will try to excuse that and say, yeah, but, you know, he's not in a position to, you know, enact anything or do anything. And he's got to basically say what the White House wants him to say. But what he is in a position to do is be an object of ridicule that the left is already taking full advantage of. Shannon Watts is like that shark in Jaws, rolling its eyes
until
you can see the whites. With this fresh meat in the water that has so unprofessionally set himself up to be blasted out of the water, Mark.
Yeah, let me start. There's a they call their new, it used to be the, I don't even know what it was. It's just, it, go sign up for it, the Trace. Go sign up for Bloomberg's emails. I give you that homework every day, and I ask you to do it every day. It's important. Get on these lists and see what they're talking about. Today's headline that came out, or this weekend's headline from the Trace, was Trump's big new White House hire, once called tougher gun laws, common sense, plus more from your weekly briefing. Bloomberg's all over this guy. Now, let me go back, David. I want to get in the weeds with you a little bit. It's probably carry this into the next segment, too. It's important. Gun owners need to hear this kind of conversation. You've got to be able to make heads and tails out of this stuff. And hearing us discuss it might help some folks figure that out. AWR and I talked a little bit about that. The comment came up that he's not in a position to drive policy. Here's where I left it with AWR Hawkins. I am concerned because I've been doing this long enough. I have seen this wolf in sheep's clothing before. I have heard Shannon Watts say, I have heard the Brady campaign say, I have heard Dennis Hannigan say, I have heard, I don't know, Josh, what's his name, Sugarman, the violence. I've heard all of them say, we don't want your guns. We're not here to take away your Second Amendment rights. We respect the Second Amendment. But then they go on to support everything that would take away our guns. They've never met a gun control law they didn't like, including confiscation in California and Oregon. We're going on right now under our noses. That's what they want for the law of the land. Connecticut, Blumenthal, the rest of them. We could go on and on and on. So while we kind of have to give the guy the benefit of the doubt for this moment in time because we haven't seen anything else, and people do change their minds, we can go back to Trump, as you said before. The principal issue, here's where I would have a little bit more faith in what I heard Scaramucci say. And that would be if he said, you know what, I do believe in a little bit more gun control, and I am a little bit more liberal than my other Republican colleagues on these issues, but I'm towing the president's line. What I think doesn't matter. It's the Trump agenda that matters. David, we have 30 seconds. Would you have more respect for him if he said that?
Possibly. But, you know, in the next segment, I want to segue into another troublesome Trump nominee, and that's this guy Christopher Wray for FBI director.
Okay.
There's more on that. But, you know, I'm sorry. This Scaramucci guy, to me, reminds me of the alien in the Larson cartoon that trips coming down the ramp from the UFO, and the caption is so much with instilling them with a sense of fear and awe. Okay,
we'll be right back with David Kodia. We'll be right back with David Kodia. War on Guns right after this to close out this final hour of Armed American Radio's weekly Monster Cast. Hi, it's Mark, and if you've been listening to me on the radio for the last decade, you know I care about what you think. As a result, the staff at Armed American Radio has compiled a comprehensive list of questions designed to help me and all of us serve you better. If you invest just 15 minutes of your time, not only will your help guide content of future radio shows and ensure that we're covering the topics you want to hear about, but you will instantly receive a valuable discount offer from Brownells. All information will be kept strictly confidential and will only be used to better serve USCCA members and Armed American Radio listeners. Please complete this entire survey, and remember, the survey closes July 31st at 11:59 p.m., and the special offer from Brownells expires September 3rd at 11:59 p.m. The 15 minutes you invest right now will save you a ton of money, so please go over to the website armedamericanradio.com, click on the survey button on the homepage, and you'll be connected to the survey. Again, that's armedamericanradio.com, and you have until July 31st to complete the survey. We care about what you think here on Armed American Radio. Thank you for your help.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
Wow, I can't believe we're wrapping up the final hour of Armed American Radio's monster broadcast already this week. It's crazy how the time flies. I hope you've enjoyed the program so far. Alan Gottlieb and John Lott, hour one. Does it get any more powerful than that? Ugh. Followed by A.W.R. Hawkins. Does it get any better than that? Followed by David Kodria and T.L. Davis. Does it get any better than that? I mean, these are award-winning, the best of the best of what they do. Hey, real quick reminder, armedamericanradio.com. Please go take the survey. I appreciate it. Giving me great feedback, giving all of us at Armed American Radio feedback. Looking forward to seeing the results at the end of the month, but we are getting a ton of feedback from you, and I do appreciate it. armedamericanradio.com. Click it. It's right there on the front of the screen. Take the survey. Just click the front of the screen. It takes you about 15 minutes. Cool questions. What do you carry? Why do you carry it? How do you like to carry it? What don't you like? What do you like? What kind of content do you like? What do you want to hear more of? This, that, the other thing. And then at the end of the survey, you're going to get $10 off a $99 purchase or more from Brownells and free shipping. That's good through September 3rd. Through September 3rd from Brownells. Thanks to our friends and partners at Brownells for doing that. You get to take advantage of it, and all you get to do is answer some really fun questions that you like to talk about anyway. So if you're going to buy something for $99, which you'll do in the future, you might as well take the $10 off, right? Here's the question. If you saw a $10 bill laying in front of you on the street, would you bend down and pick it up? You bet you would. Of course you would. So take the survey. Have some fun with it. Take $10 and the shipping, by the way. Okay? So if you're buying ammo, that shipping cost can increase, right? So this is a big deal. All right. David Kodria, welcome back to the program. Let's wrap up Scaramucci. I think we got him nailed. I'm going to wait and see what happens here. Kind of hard not to take him at his word at this point, but very, very cautious because I've been playing this game round and round with people who've made the very same comments, who are blatantly outright anti-gun. So this deserves watching. That's the way I'm leaving it for now. You want to wrap him up and then move over to the FBI, because that's far more important than I believe at this stage of the game.
I just like to say this business of trying to erase history is a move that's done by the left. That troubles me very much because, you know, you can find just do a search for the Commissar Vanishes, and it's about the falsification of photographs in Stalinist Russia, where he would actually then have people that were now unpersons that couldn't be talked about airbrushed out of the photographs as if they never existed, what Orwell called unpersons. And to me, history is something that you need to give respect to the truth above all else, and to try to erase and delete your past in order to clean up your present is fundamentally dishonest. I don't trust it. And coming from the White House communications director in a problematic administration where people are just looking for an excuse to take you down, why feed them meat?
I'm with you on that. I'm with you. It is troubling. It really is. It's what I mentioned in the last hour. It's believe me, I'm not comfortable with this in any way, shape, or form. We're just going to have to see how this plays out. Look, you said what you said. That's why I said in the previous segment, I'd have more respect for you if you just came out and said, look, I said those things, period. I said them. I'm leaving them there. I'm not going to try to get rid of them. But to get rid of them and then say you're getting rid of them and you're the communications director, I'm with you on this, David. It's a very strange, bizarre twist with that little kind of caveat excuse in there where he said, you know, people's things evolve, you know, people's thoughts evolve over time. That was excuse-making to me. But, again, I'll digress there, and we'll watch and see what happens. We'll keep a very, very watchful eye on it. Let's go to the FBI. Troubling Comey. This guy, Comey, as far as I'm concerned, they ought to be looking at putting this guy in the same handcuffs they should have put Hillary Clinton in. What are your thoughts now with the new one?
Well, I want to read you a quote from him. He says, I wouldn't rule out any common sense gun reform legislation without having a chance to review it. I would have to review it and make an assessment based on the circumstances, but I can commit to you that being tough on gun violence is something that I would want to be as director of the FBI. Now I'd like to read you a parallel quote from his interrogator at the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senator Richard Blumenthal. Okay, as avid a gun grabber as ever put his hand on the Bible, his other hand up in the air, and lied through his teeth, he says, I am fully committed to seeing common sense gun legislation to reduce gun violence signed into law. Now, I ask you, fundamentally, what is the difference between those two positions?
None, except one was sitting in a chair being grilled to try to get a position. The other one was already elected and throwing questions. Here's where I want to go with this with you, and this is a great conversation, too. I'm going to throw a little devil's advocate at you because I want the listeners to hear your wit and wisdom. Was the nominated FBI director simply saying what they wanted him, what he felt they wanted to hear so that they would move on down the road?
Well, you know, you could say that, but then again, you don't know that. And then you
therein lies the problem, David.
On the other hand, turn around and say, well, I want to take him at his word and give him the benefit of the doubt. Can you now? Okay? You can either take him at his word or he's a liar and he's fawning in order to get a job. Mark, you know, you've been through job interviews. You've conducted job interviews, as have I, numerous times in my career. And I have never been in a job interview where I wanted a job so badly that I would lie in order to get it or misrepresent myself in order to get it. And I've never wanted a job so badly that I would lie or misrepresent myself in order to keep it. And this is something that I've tried to teach my children, and I think I've done a pretty good job at it, is they're getting into the job market. Never want a job so badly that you allow your employer to compromise your principles. Because
Let me stop you because time is going to fly, and I want to get this out. I've never been on a job interview, and I cannot, sadly, I've never been on a job interview that I knew once my role was completed and my function and my term of employment was up, I was more than likely going to make tens of millions of dollars in another sector. This is the corruption and the power of corruption, if you will, and the stench of money that we've allowed into Washington that makes me believe in this particular case. Yeah, absolutely, because I don't know the guy. I don't know anything about him. I heard about how much integrity Comey had and everything else. Comey's a leaker and should probably be prosecuted, quite frankly. Okay, so I'm tired of hearing all this crap from these people. I don't know anything about this guy other than he resides in the swamp, so I don't put it past him to say that. from a political perspective, because the guy, he knows he's going to get out. I mean, look, Comey's committed a crime if he's leaked, and he has. He admitted it. And they're, you know, Bantam Books or whatever it is going to pay this guy tens of millions of dollars. So it's not like we were going on a job for, oh, I don't know, a construction crew doing some pipe fitting and some welding. You're not going to get out and make millions of dollars in the process. That's the corruption. What do you think?
What you're reminding me of is the punchline to an old joke that we don't have time to tell in full, where a general is being interviewed by a hostile female reporter, and the punchline is, we've already established what you are, madam. All we have left to work out is the price.
Right.
Okay? And right. And the bottom line is, no, if you're going to allow yourself to be compromised for some reward at the end of the trail, then you might as well admit that you really have no principles that aren't for sale. And for some of us, life is short, and what we are able to look at ourselves in the mirror at the end of the day is what it's all about. And again, you know, that what can happen, the worst that can happen to you on a job is that you're fired. On a scale of 1 to 10, how does that compare with, like, say, oh, I don't know, losing a child? Okay, it's
right,
not
right.
Even on the same scale. And if you are willing to compromise yourself for that, then I'm sorry, I don't particularly want to trust you with great power. Because
all right, David, I've got to stop you there because you're absolutely, it's a perfect place to end it. I'm with you on that 100%. War on Guns, David Kodria. David, thank you for being here, man. I wanted you to get in as much as you could get in. We're going to bring you back shortly. Love having you on the program. Until next time, until tomorrow's Armed American Radio Daily Defense from these Crossbreed Holster Studios, remember this advice. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. See you tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.